listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. The former Bishop of Broome is facing new offences amid ongoing investigations into child sexual abuse allegations. Police yesterday charging Christopher Saunders with two further counts of unlawful and indecent assault from alleged incidents in 2016. He'll appear in court in June. Pilbara police are on the lookout for a missing 21-year-old man. Nathaniel hasn't been seen or heard from since yesterday afternoon and is believed to be in Tom Price or surrounding areas. He's described as being 6 feet tall, of medium build, dark complexion, and has scruffy, dark shoulder-length hair. Anyone with information is urged to contact police. Fresh warnings for farmers on the importance of data security. The National Farmers Federation encouraging farmers to take advantage of the Farm Data Code to help best protect them from breaches. The Federation's Gabby Seregra says it's important to stay protected as the industry continues to shift online.
The more we digitise farming and have our data out there, the more risk there can be exposure to vulnerabilities and misuse of data for farmers. And so we really want farmers to start thinking about how can we protect that.
A Broome resort and spa has taken out top honours at the Accommodation Awards. Cable Beach Club crowned WA's best regional accommodation for the third year in a row. In sport, Kununurra Netball returns tonight. Round one getting underway at 6 p.m. with the Salamanders and the Hornets. The Pythons also set to take on Wildfire, with the Salties and Brokers going head-to-head at 7:30. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.